Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning, it's 35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill, honored to be with you weekday mornings as we strive to be informative and challenging and hopeful and helpful all at the same time as we face the issues in our households and our families and our communities, our country, and really all over the world. Let's talk about kids and grandkids for a moment, and in particular, issues surrounding the strong-willed child. Is that when you hear the words strong-willed child, does that immediately make you tense up a little bit? Defiance, does that word come to mind? Does it make you think of a child disrespecting you? Well, there are virtues and positive attributes involved in the life of a strong-willed child. We just have to look for them. Joining us to talk about it, John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, now grandparents, authors, speakers, lecturers all over the world on good parenting practices. John and Kendra, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Thank you, Austin.
Good morning.
You've written this piece entitled, I'd Like to Meet Your Strong-Willed Child. Boy, you are brave souls, aren't you?
Yes, we have a very warm place in our heart for strong-willed children.
That's my understanding. Tell us about that.
Well, our middle son, who is now a veterinarian, is a formerly strong-willed child turned responsible adult. And actually, he and John and I co-authored a book called Journey of a Strong-Willed Child when he was in vet medicine school. And someone said, how can three people write a book? I said, oh, it's simple. It's simple. John is the brains, I am the voice, and Aaron is the heart. And so we know a lot about strong-willed kids.
Yeah. Characterize the strong-willed child for us.
Well, they really, really, it would appear, want control of almost every situation, whether it be their home, whether it be their classroom, whether it be their baseball team, whatever it is, they want control, it would appear, but actually they are constantly on the lookout for adults who will be in control if that's where they're, what they're meant to be. In other words, the parent who should be in control needs to be in control.
Right. These kids live in a very black and white world. And the other thing about these kids that most parents don't understand is their feelings. They wear them on their sleeve. They're very, very tender-hearted kids. And this is one of those things that goes by the wayside because they're so much in your face. Like you said at the beginning, you know, when we think about strong-willed kids, and we think about defiance, or we think about them being in our face and making parenting hard for us, and yet they have feelings that are, they go very deep, they're very heartfelt. And so one of the things for parental guidance when we're thinking about strong-willed, the more we know about these kids, the better capable we are to parent them. And it's so very, very important that they're parented correctly. And these are the kids that turn out to be, like when parents are talking about their families, they say, you know, if they have, let's say, four kids, they say, well, three of them are doing fine, and one of them, well, we just kind of, he's out there someplace.
He's my strong-willed child.
He's the kid that's strong-willed, and so we don't want that. We want these strong-willed kids, just like every other child, to sing their song.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, I note in your latest writing on this subject, you say that, well, and before we get to the appearance of confidence with the strong-willed child, let me take a step back. Tell us more about when you say that the strong-willed child has very little tolerance for gray areas. They live in a black and white world. Give us some examples of that.
Well, for example, they are, one of the things I appreciate, and I appreciate about our son and still do to this day, is once they come to know Christ as their Savior, once they have that true, you know, acceptance of His love in their life and choosing to love Him back, they are bulldogs for Jesus. And they will be, they won't be intolerant of those, but they're more than willing to share their faith on a platform that most junior high kids wouldn't.
Right, and what we mean by that is that they, you know, if there's a rule or if there's something that is right and wrong, they don't see gray. They see it's right and wrong. An example of that, when our middle son was in grade school, they had a thing that the teacher said, you know, the most buttons, if you bring buttons, you know, like political buttons that you could wear to school, is going to win a prize. And so our son took that very, very seriously. And he went around, and we even have a picture of him today with all the buttons on. He had his shirt full of buttons. He even had some buttons on his trousers. And he got to school, and the teacher looked at him, and there were some kids that forgot all about it. And the teacher looked at Aaron and said, Aaron, you know what? There are some kids that forgot about this, but why don't you take some of your buttons and give it to them? Well, that just devastated him because he said, well, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. He said everybody had the same choice. They could remember to bring the buttons. I'm the one that brought my buttons. I should get the prize. And yet the teacher changed the rules in midstream. And strong-willed kids don't like that. They say, nope, the rule was set. Now, you know, you suffer the consequences or you gain the prize. And that's just the way they're made.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I could imagine a sense of injustice with
absolutely.
A lot of kids in that situation.
In fact, absolutely.
As you're telling that story, I'm thinking, bad teacher.
You know, Austin, that's exactly what the strong-willed child thinks, and that's one of the reasons that they have problems, because they can't look at it and say, you know what, this teacher, that probably wasn't right. I need to just roll with the punches. They don't roll very well. They look at that teacher, and they say, bad teacher, and then all of a sudden, they are the ones that pay the price.
Let me give you another story to expand on that. That was in kindergarten. And, of course, John and I don't know if you know this, but we both have degrees in education. Both of us have taught, not obviously for our careers, but we've taught. And at the end of the year, we had the kindergarten evaluation. So we went in for the evaluation. This teacher, who had decided to take away many of Aaron's buttons to give to the non-rememberers, obviously he did not just let this slip. Now, we don't know what happened, whether he told her how she should run the place or whatever, but at that kindergarten evaluation, she sat us down and she said, you know, I know you two are kind of overachievers. I just want you to know that Aaron will never be better than an average student. If he can just make C's all the way through, that's all you should expect. Well, through the grace of God, we walked away from there. We said, well, what did Aaron do to her? We will not expect C's because he can do better. We're certainly not going to, you know, expect him to do something he can't do, but he can do better than that. Yeah, and today he's a veterinarian. He got a few A's along the way, but she was frustrated with him.
Right, and one other thing about this that parents ought to know is that strong-willed kids win the battle, and they lose the war. And that was a very good example of what Kendra just said. Aaron might have won the battle in an instant with a teacher, but the teacher had the last laugh, or so she thought. Usually adults win the war. And again, it's not fair. And strong-willed kids don't deal with not fair. But as parents, we have to teach them about winning the battle and losing the war, something that it's very difficult for them to understand, but something very important for mom and dad to let them know how that works.
May I tell you one more story?
Yeah, let me cut in here for just a moment here. I feel like we're dancing, all three of us.
We love this topic. Can you tell, Austin?
I was concerned you didn't have enough passion for it. It's 43 minutes past the hour now from Faith Radio. By the way, I just have to say, though, that sounds like a strong-willed teacher gone awry. I mean, that's appalling what happened to your son.
Well, it is appalling, but she was just frustrated. She was frustrated, probably not the world's best teacher.
And interestingly enough, we find that over and over and over again with adults, with strong-willed kids, they get frustrated instead of understanding.
Okay. Well, be that as it may, your further point, Kendra, go ahead.
Oh, well, and then it's interesting because as a parent, later on in junior high, there was something that was equally ridiculous, but not quite. And we said, Aaron, you are correct. You are correct. That was not a good decision by that teacher. But there's no reason for you to protest this because he was beginning to understand what John was saying. You can win the battle, but not the war. You'll pay a price. But we want you to know we agree with you. That was a silly thing. And just knowing that his parents said, you know, yeah, Aaron, you were right, and he was, that was enough that he could, by that time, then in junior high, let it go a little easier.
Yeah, very interesting. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts. They have spoken about all over the country and elsewhere, off the country, off the continent for that matter, but written very eloquently on strong-willed children and how to parent them. Their most recent writing about this is on our website at myfaithradio.com. We'll continue with John and Kendra in just moments as we talk about the strong-willed child giving the appearance of being confident. The appearance of being confident. Turning more to the appearance. Are they actually confident? We'll talk about that coming up next. 45 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Dear friends, John and Kendra Smiley, who are passionate about communicating to us about strong-willed children. Frank Sinatra and I did it my way. Yes, John and Kendra Smiley are experts in how to deal with the child who always wants to do it my way. And I hope the two of you enjoyed the musical selection there. But, yep, that's what I thought. A little chuckle. Good. Listen, in another point, thank you, Aaron McIntyre, on the other side of the glass enclosed booth for that. That was fun, Aaron. On a more serious note, though, you also note in your writings about the strong-willed children, you say the strong-willed child appears confident. In fact, you put the word appears in italics as though maybe they're not confident. What's going on with that?
Right, and this is one of the huge things about strong-willed kids that a lot of parents don't understand. And appearing confidence, and the way we talk about this is that, just to give you a couple examples, that the strong-willed child's thinking, okay, you're the parent, and you need to be the parent. If you're not the parent, then I'm going to take over with this. Or if you're a teacher, the strong-willed child says, you're the teacher, you're one getting paid for it, then you be the teacher, don't let me take control of your classroom. And what most parents think is the best way to parent a strong-willed child is to just let them have control. And that is exactly the opposite of what the best way to parent a strong-willed child. What they are looking for is to have confidence as a parent. And don't allow them to be the parent. Don't allow them to take control. Don't allow them to be in charge of that situation that you say you're in charge of. Now, you can, with strong-willed child, which is not a bad idea, is to give them some areas that they are making decisions, like with their room, or in our case, our son had horses, and he could take charge and do his horses. But the huge misunderstanding with strong-willed kids is what I said before. The parents say, oh, I'll just let the strong-willed child do whatever, and that's the best way to do it. And the one other thing, Austin, happens with this is if you have multiple kids, mm-hmm. the other siblings see the strong-willed child getting away with what they don't get away with, and all of a sudden now you've got not one child that's causing a disruption, you've got two or three causing a disruption. And so it just leads to very negative situations in the family if mom and dad don't understand this.
Well, John and Kendra, you the word control factors into your writing here. You note that the strong-willed child is, and I'm reading this verbatim now, they are gifted in manipulation and ready, willing, and able to cause an emotional upset to gain control. Now, some people look at that choice of words, gifted in manipulation, and say that's hardly a gift. That's a blight on humanity when people are manipulative. But where are you going with this? You conclude by saying that parents need to love their child enough to maintain appropriate control between them and their child. And yet, as our child grows up, we want to hand over more control of their lives to them. How do we strike that healthy balance of control with the strong-willed child?
Yeah, exactly right. And it's so very important that a mom and dad gain control when that child is young, so that the exact thing that you said, Austin, can happen, that you can then start relinquishing that control because that child is making good decisions. If you don't do that, if you allow that 2-year-old, that 3-year-old, that 4-year-old, that 5-year-old to have control, they are probably not going to make good decisions, and then you can't give that control because they've got that control making bad decisions. And invariably what we hear from parents when we do seminars is, I made a mistake when they're younger, my child now is 10, 11, 12, and we even get up to 16 and 17, and they are making horrendous decisions. How do I get control back? And let me, or not get it back, but take it initially. And let me tell you, Austin, when a child even gets to, a strong-willed child gets to the age of 7 or 8, and mom and dad aren't in control, it is very, and I would use very about 15 times, difficult to get control because it emboldens them. So that's why we say that.
But if you are listening, if your listeners are hearing that and going, oh, my gosh, he's 9, start now. Start now.
A little at a time.
A little at a time. That's right. We actually were doing a seminar one time with our son, who at that time was in his 20s and lived closer. And he was the one, the first time I ever heard these words, he looked at the audience, stood up, pointed them and said, challenged them, said, do you love your strong-willed child enough to maintain control?
Because it's a lot easier not to. It's a lot easier to let the strong, it seems, yeah.
Right.
At the time, to let the strong-willed child do whatever they want. But, oh, my goodness, that turns into such chaos down the road that if you'll just take the time, mom and dad, when they're young, and it's easy when they're young, and that's having a relationship with them, understanding them, and having control, being the parent, then there are so many blessings down the road and so much discourse down the road if you don't.
Yeah, interesting. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts. They have written about the issues surrounding the strong-willed child. You can find it at myfaithradio.com. Real quick, the strong-willed teenager, advice to parents on that.
Well, the strong-willed teenager, if they're still living in your home, you are the parent. Be the parent. You know, set those parameters, whatever's necessary. And with that, why do you do this? You don't do it because you're annoyed, although you might be, mom and dad. You do it because it's best for your child. You do it because you love them so much that you want to maintain that control or gain that control.
Mm-hmm. Great advice, as always. The Strong-Willed Child, their latest writing on this subject is entitled, I'd Like to Meet Your Strong-Willed Child. It's from John and Kendra Smiley. You can find it at myfaithradio.com. John and Kendra, great fun, always insightful. Thank you for what you do, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much, Austin.
Good to be with you. 54 minutes past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're here. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.